All right. Well, Jay-Z talking about how, you know, he is now in charge of the Super Bowl halftime show. He's the one that picks the entertainment. And obviously, we know a couple
years ago.
That's
what I need to write my letters to.
Yeah, please go ahead and write your letter. he picked Kendrick Lamar a couple years ago. And people, there's like a conspiracy theory out there that Jay-Z picked Kendrick Lamar to then take a stab at Drake. And Jay-Z's like, yeah, no.
People made it a personal thing that you chose Kendrick for the Super Bowl. It's like, oh man, he's choosing the side and he's not.
Like I don't have, what do I have to do with that? I chose the guy that was having a monster year. I think it was the right choice.
Word.
It wasn't in some sort of alliance to a battle, I don't know.
Yeah.
What I care about them two guys battling, like, what's that got to do with me?
Word.
Have at it, have fun. It's almost like, not on just me, by the way, they drag everybody in it. Like everyone's part of this conspiracy to undermine Drake, I guess. But like, what the f***? Like, what? I'm Jay-Z. All due respect to him, I'm
oh, he's so arrogant.
Like, for what? To what end?
Yeah.
It couldn't be that these guys just don't like each other.
Yeah.
And I think they haven't liked each other for a long time.
You know, that part I understand. It's like, okay, that's their deal. You know, why do I have to be in it?
Yeah, and if you pick the bigger artist, you'd pick Drake.
But it's like, why? Why do I have to be?
No,
I don't.
Right. So I'm Jay-Z. I'm Hov.
He goes, with all due respect.
With all due respect, I'm Hov.
I think I'm the best.
I would love to be that arrogant publicly.
Oh, well.
With that money.
Yeah. You're just, aren't you just internally.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're just arrogant publicly now without any.
He's in his head.
I'm better than Matt at life, but it's other than that, but no one else.
Yeah. Mr. I will wear a Jared and Katie in the Morning shirt everywhere I go and make sure people can see it.
Absolutely.
Sorry, did you say Jared? That's weird. Jared.
No, if Jared wouldn't lose it, he'd wear his name tag everywhere.
Yes. No, yeah, we used to have name tags, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, most of us still do.
I have my name tag. I have two.
Y'all still have them?
Yes.
Mine's right there. I'm looking at it.
When's the last time you wore it?
I don't.
Oh,
exactly.
I do.
Nobody wears them for what? It's like these gold name tags.
But I know where they're at.
I wore it.
For what?
For a remote that I went to.
Or like the client party.
Oh, the client party. I wore my name tag for that, too.
Yeah.
That's just the name tag we wear.
It's
there.
Probably
it's
my
just
desk.
Written.
No, no. Mine has the magnet.
I have
the
like the magnet one. It's right. I keep it hanging right here on the wall.
My pecs are too strong.
Oh, shut up.
It pops off the magnet.
It isn't. Those are not pecs.
Yeah.
They're boobs. It's fine, Katie.
It's the gravy that's
you missed the part I said. It's like with his money.
Yeah.
It's no fun being arrogant with no money.
Well, you do it.
I just said it's no
That's
fun.
Why I said it's no fun.
Are you listening? It's not as fun.
Yeah, he knows.
Gosh, it'd be
like,
nice to have
it.
The money part. Yeah,
this is the study. This is the evidence we need. It's no fun with no money.
I'd be more honest, though. Like, no, I picked because I wanted to get at Drake.
If that's the truth. Also, I mean,
he's
could
in
see hip-hop, him.
Like, he doesn't know like it's going to be a thing.
But also, I think he's smart enough to not want to alienate. You know, I think that he's
Jay-Z.
He's Jay-Z.
He's Hov.
With all due respect.
Yeah. Start
that
saying
is
that.
My no, you have to say it like this. With Andy Cohen says it the best. Every time he says something that is just the lowest of the low about someone, he'll go, with all due.
With all due.
With all due.
And Jason, I wish you were dead. With all due.
With all due.
Well, what I usually say is no offense, but that means I'm going to offend you.
Yes, it does.
But I will tell you this. I met Jay-Z years and years ago. And for some reason, the number one thing I remember about him is when I shook his hand. Shook his hand.
There you go.
Shuck's a whole different thing.
Yeah. Shook
the clams. Yeah. Then I shook his hand.
Shook his hand. Yes.
Yeah. But it felt, first of all, he didn't do the whole grip.
I hate
like
that.
Like it was a female
red
type.
Flag.
No, like a, no. Don't, do
it
not.
It used to be a female.
Do not put that into a female. No. I know a firm handshake, and my parents taught it to me. It's the limp,
most females
wet
do like
fish.
A, most females do like kind of a,
but
like
they
a more gentle type
they
thing.
They should not.
Yeah.
Well, they
shouldn't.
But Katie, it's obviously more boyish.
No,
anyway.
My parents taught me how to do a proper handshake.
Like
and
in
I think
a professional
that that's
setting,
something
yeah.
that you should know as a female. Don't give me your limp wrist. And there's plenty of men who also do the same thing. And I'm like, ew.
Yeah, it's a red flag, right?
Ew.
The guy does that. He's like,
yes.
How are you?
Years ago, it was different. And it says, recently, because women want to be
Oh, my
equal.
God. Are you chat GPTing this?
No, this is on Google, the history of
Gemini.
It.
Gemini.
It used to be that nowadays it's, to be treated identical with a firm palm-to-palm connection.
It's just a sign of respect.
However, when I did shake his hand in the girly way, I'm saying it, it was like he soaked his hand in Palmolive every day. Wow. It was the softest hands I've ever touched in my life.
It's a sign of richness.
He was also accused of being at Diddy's parties with all the baby oil, so maybe he did.
So maybe.
Maybe his hands are soaked in something.
They're supple. Supple.
Now, did you talk to him at all, or did you say, hey, nice to meet you?
I talked to him a little bit. I don't remember what it was about. He was just hanging out in the studio for a while.
That's cool.
This is like after your Diddy party?
Before.
Before. Oh, see, you start connecting.
Mm-hmm. Way before.
And is it on Epstein Island is what you were telling us? I can't remember. What'd you
or
say?
Or was it on the plane?
Or you say Star Island.
Oh.
Yeah, or the plane.
Yeah, P. Diddy's house was on Star Island, but the Jay-Z thing was way before that, because I was in a different area. Oh. I was in Norfolk, Virginia Beach at the time, so...
What would a Jason Goodman riddled anxiety say to Jay-Z, who's a huge star?
What I would say?
Yeah.
What did you say? Do you remember?
I don't remember any. No, I don't remember.
Who'd you vote for?
No, he didn't know politics back then.
Yeah, he didn't know politics.
I didn't care back then.
Yeah.
He's like, you heard of Mondale? They're like, what? No, seriously, you met Jay-Z, you don't remember anything you said, or just say, hey, nice to meet you?
It was so long ago, I have no idea.
You know, I want to give you a hard time, but truly... I have been doing a lot of walks down memory lane, just given our coworker who recently retired. And I was like, God, you know, what were we doing through our career and stuff? I look back at some videos and listen to some audio and I think I have zero recollection of that. Zero. And it's kind of troubling.
Yeah, it is a little bit for sure. Because I would hear actors like they're talking about some huge movie they're on. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, do you remember? And they're like, I don't remember
any of it.
They remember being like doing the movie, but don't remember details. I'm like, that's impossible.
Nope.
As time goes on, you're right. We'll go to like our YouTube page from 15 years ago. When did we do that? And it's like, it's kind of familiar. Like, and we're in the video.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but don't you remember at times, like things, one specific thing I will remember, like the Palmolive hands of Jay-Z.
Sure.
Right. I remember Sean Paul. Mm-hmm. We hung out him. We went to Ham's, which is no longer open. We talked to him, and I remember talking about the association with Hams. I remember Katy Perry came in here and the first thing I said is, your other song's better.
That's always nice.
Yeah. Your new song sucks.
I'm here to talk about this song.
It didn't suck, but it was Kiss a Girl. I Kissed a Girl came out first, then Hot and Cold, and she played both. And then I remember her drinking Coronas at lunch later that day.
Mm-hmm.
So this specific, I remember Katy Perry again that remembered me. And then she said that I definitely married up. Carol was with me backstage. I remember
very nice.
Certain specific things.
Yeah, I don't know. But then the other things just are there, plain for us to see. We were active participants. No recollection.
Yeah. You know, it's like AD and BC, like before Christ, and then it's like I always thought it was after death, but it's like what whatever.
To me, it's after death.
That's what I say. Yeah. It is, because it like is, but right. People say something. Mine's always like who I was married to at the time.
Oh, is that your marker?
Like, yeah, and Rob Thomas, Heather.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Is it really?
Yeah. Because Rob Thomas, I remember he did a Courtyard performance, and he was like, I felt like he was flirting with Heather a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. She was like, whoa. And he was like, I just remember him being super nice. Like, oh, Rob Thomas, a little flirty with you. Like, because he was like, hey, how are you? Look good or something like that. I was like, how dare you?
How dare?
Associate who, based on time.
Mm-hmm.